Blog Talk Radio.
Jumbo, 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 jumbo. Peace, salam, Islam. Gino Longo, Ninani, Chief Noble, and Dele Alamin back again for another episode. And this episode is going to be dealing with Kwanzaa. So, a barakani to everyone in practicing Kwanzaa and the faith of Kwanzaa. We'll be discussing this. We'll be discussing why Kwanzaa should be practiced every day. And we'll be discussing, you know, Kwanzaa in itself and its principles. Okay. So we'll get into that in a minute. But before we get into that, please check out our websites, okay? We have a new one, or a newer one. It is the community of newkemet.com, and you can become a member on that, which is pretty much kept up on a weekly basis, so new information is always on there. So go there, the community of newkemet.com, okay? And then we also have our other one that we always have had, which is Indigenous Peoples Inc.webs.com, and that one is your one-stop shop for your legal, lawful, Moorish, sovereign, information. Okay, so check out both of those sites, and please check out our books if you're looking for this information on Moors and business and Afrocentric and law, all that. Check out my books on Amazon, and that's under Bandele El Amin, okay? So check it out. And then my brother King El Bay, he's got his book on child support. So look up King El Bay. That's spelled K-E-N-G El Bay, okay? So check it. Now that we got that out the way, I'd like to say peace to everyone who's practicing Kwanzaa, okay? Because Kwanzaa is a holiday that is very important to melanated people. And, you know, there's always going to be controversy about certain things. You know, sometimes we are so conscious as people that we will basically look at everything negative. There's really some people who look at everything that's being done is being plotted by somebody else, so, you know, they don't want to be involved, and that's cool. I get that. It's always good to be a thinker and always thinking outside the box, you know, but Kwanzaa should be practiced, and I'm Moor, you know, we got our Moors thing, but I think Kwanzaa is a very important holiday. So much that I did include its practice in my book, Indigenous Manuals for Life. Okay, so you can check that out, because it is important for melanated people to have their own holidays, okay, it's very important for melanated people to have their own ceremonies, their own rituals, their own customs. If we don't have our own customs, whether they are passed down from our ancestors, or we've come into an understanding and we've created our own holiday, which in the case of Kwanzaa, that these things should be made to reflect on our melanated culture and our melanated history, okay? And that's what Kwanzaa does. And me being a Moor, I don't see any conflict. You know, this Kwanzaa comes, and then by the time it's over, in the next few days or a week later, we're going into Moorish American Week. So, you know, this time of year is a very festival type of atmosphere, very festive, as they say, time of year for melanated people, okay? Now, we are actually Kwanzaa started yesterday with Emoji, and today we are in what they call Kujichagulia, okay? Kujichagulia is the second principle in the second day of Kwanzaa. And it means self-determination. It's very important that we look at today as in self-determination, because it is very important as melanated people for us to really determine our own value, okay? That's what's really important about it, because without self-determination, it's very hard for us as people to really move forward, okay? Now, what is important about Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa is a celebration or a holiday that was created in 1966, okay? So it's 52 years old now. And it was created by a man named Malala Karinga, okay? Now, Karinga, there's, you know, if you're a conscious person, you've heard a lot of, you know, things spoken about Malala that could be taken negative, okay? You know, first thing is they say he's some kind of snitch, or that he's, you know, he's an agent, which is something that we as melanin people like to say about everybody. I'm not saying that Malala doesn't have his faults, because, you know, I've heard he's been an abusive person, particularly to women, which is good. And he did have issues with the political Black Panther Party, and they might have compromised some things in that day. And I understand that. I do understand people's concern for these things. Pretty much everybody that we come across that has been our leaders in our community have had some, you know, some kind of negative incident, have had things that they've done that may not be most upright things. You know, we can go from Elijah Muhammad to Martin Luther King. You know, we can look at, you know, even Noble Drew Ali in some instances, you know, that people say things about these great men and they come down. Now, the thing about this, Malala Karinga is still alive. So he's one of the people that has made a lot of contribution to the conscious community and to the African indigenous communities. He's made a lot of contribution. And the fact that this man created Kwanzaa, and not, you know, and it's not really expressed a lot about him when you deal with it, you know, and I appreciate that they They don't want to deify Melana Karenga, because they should not. You know, but for a man to create such a cultural event and holiday, that really needs to be looked at and commended, because it's not often that you find these, like a holiday being created with the delicacy and the intricate parts that Kwanzaa has. It's very functional, and it's not religious. So I feel like, because also it is non-religious, that plays a major part in how it should be able to be used amongst the melanated people to come together and rally behind the principles that it has. And that, to me, is very important. I think that being that it's non-religious, because our people are very religious. And because of that, I think that people need to, you know, really look at that. Okay? Now, principles of Kwanzaa are based on what they call the Nguza Saba. Now, understand now, these principles are all based on Swahili principles. I mean, like, not principles, but based on Swahili language. Okay? Because Swahili is probably the most universal African language in the world. It's probably, you know, the most known and most spoken probably in Africa, because it's spoken in several countries, and it was used for trading and other stuff back in the day by Arabs. Okay, but nonetheless, he's using even our indigenous principles by using some of the language to facilitate this festival. So you look at the seven principles, or it's called Nguza Saba. Saba meaning seven, okay? In Swahili. So you got the seven principles, which is Umoja, Kujiga Galia, Ujima, Ujamaa, Nia, Kuumba, and Imani. Okay? So these seven principles are practiced every day. Now, I don't have time to go through each one, but we'll say, but I can tell you what each one means. Umoja means unity. So the first day is unifying. The second day, which is today, this year, is Kujiga Galia, which is self-determination. Ujima is collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa is cooperative economics. Nia is purpose. Kuumba is creativity. And Imani is faith. Okay. These principles, each day during this week, it's important to reflect on these seven principles. Okay. So today is important for us to deal with Kujiga Galia and look at that, okay? And every day, reflect. Every day, reflect on these things, okay? Since we are on self-determination, let's look at that, okay? Because self-determination means to define ourselves, to name ourselves, create for ourselves, and to speak for ourselves. So it's in a sense, it's self-representation for us to represent ourselves, to define who we are, not to let others define us. Like so many times, melanated people have been defined for the past 500 years. Melanated people have been defined by Now we are in 2018, going into 2019. We have to define ourselves. One of the things that we've done as Moors is we are defining ourselves. Now, some people be like, well, the term Moor is not our term. Well, what is being said, though, is that we are saying, look, we're Moors. We're going to decide that that's what we want to be. That's what we're deciding. No longer are we going to be looked at as Negro, Black, color, African-American, okay? These names are colorable, so we don't want to be defined by names that were given to us or given to us by others to put us in a particular place. So being a Moor is part of self-determination. It's part of Uji Gagalia, okay? It's the questions that you have to ask yourself in this is, who am I? Am I really who I say I am? And am I all that I ought to be? These are the questions that you look at for today in self-determination. Okay. Now, why? Of course, it's like, why do we have this? It's almost very apparent that it was very important for melanin to have a day or days set aside to reflect on themselves. But Kwanzaa is supposed to really do, it's supposed to create a offshoot from it. And it's supposed to bring, it's supposed to bring these principles into a day-to-day basis. Now, part of something would be, who am I, and us defining ourselves and defining the way that we look at time. Even looking at the days and the time of the year in a calendar should be melanated. So we should take Kwanzaa and those seven principles, which we have as Moors here in New Kemet. We take these days, every day becomes over again. So, with that being said, Kwanzaa runs from December 26th to January 1st. So, the first day, after the last day of Kwanzaa, which is the first day of January, that is when you start the calendar. So you would start the calendar after the last day of Imani and start over again with Emoja. So every day of the week would encompass the principles. And so if we look at the calendar and we substitute the days that used to be on there, we put in there our own days. This is part of defining who we are. So, you know, Sunday is the first day of the calendar. You look at Emoja being that day now. Emoja being Sunday. You know, Tuesday being Uji Gagalia. And so on. And you take these principles and you turn the days of the week, every day of the week, into these principles. And we reflect each day on these things to keep us in mind, to keep us practicing our culture until it becomes habitual, if you will, which is important because you will be able to pass these things back down to your family, your children. It become so habitual, so easily done, competent you to just reflect and know these things in these days. And then at the end of the year, we celebrate the last week of the year we celebrate the works of that year. We reflect on how we took these principles and how we utilized them through the year. Now, if you've never been to a Kwanzaa, I'm pretty sure that it's around close to you that there's going to be Kwanzaa celebrations. You should attend. Get to learning about the culture. It's non-religious, so you can learn about cultural aspects like libation, ancestral acknowledgement. These are the things that we should be doing. And more, go back to the creed of our ancient forefathers. These are the things our ancient forefathers did. It's part of the culture that we come from. Whether we come straight from the indigenous lands of the Americas, or if we come from the indigenous lands of Africa, or the indigenous lands of Australia, it doesn't matter. There's a universal principle that has resonated among melanated people throughout the world. And Kwanzaa does encompass the principles that are universal to man. And melanated people in this condition and time and space, in this paradigm of life, it is very paramount that we collectively take our energy and express it to something that is of our own. If you look around, we've just come out of Christmas, which is a whitewashed version of an ancient solstice ritual that has been highly Europeanized and been Christianized to come up with a whole concept that's taken from an old one. And it is predominantly based on Eurocentric principles. And it seems very interesting that melanated people, despite waking up, still cling to European holidays. Okay? Ishaka Musa Barisango very eloquently put in his books that the European holidays are detrimental to the genocide of melanated people, what he called black. Okay? And because these holidays that are not ours being implanted does create a sort of neglect to your own. And so what I have noticed is that it is not often that many of our melanated people even deal with Kwanzaa. They're stuck in Christmas. And it's okay. Because you can practice Kwanzaa without it being a conflict to Christmas. That same type of energy that you put into these other holidays, put into Kwanzaa. It is probably the most important holiday that melanated people have created in this paradigm in America. You know, for the past 400 years or so, you know, Europeans have dominated, and the enslaved and the melanated downtrodden have not had a voice. This really gives a voice to our people. I celebrate Kwanzaa, and it doesn't mean that you have to go to the festivals. It doesn't mean any of that. It means that you reflect on these principles. I suggest that anybody listening to this show at any point that does not know about Kwanzaa or doesn't know enough, hasn't practiced it, hasn't really looked at it, that they take some time and they do that. okay? Because if we all come together and start practicing it, and then with that we create our own market out of Kwanzaa. So meaning that, you know, when we're in Kwanzaa, we should also, you know, patronize our own melanated people for the gifts that we sell and buy to others. So it would be excellent if you created a product, and that product would be sold particularly at Kwanzaa, not excluding the rest of the year. But what I'm saying is that when people start to buy gifts, we need to have the market that we have products and gifts that are suitable to give, because Kwanzaa gives gifts as well. It's a gift giving celebration as well. So you can give these gifts, but it's important that these gifts reflect the culture in a sense, okay? Not always limited to just the culture, but it's very important that we do give gifts that reflect the culture and reflect melanated people that either created it or are making money off of it. So if we have shea butter, we should go get shea butter from one of our melanated brothers and sisters. Or if we got books, literature, any kind of backpacks, clothing. We as melanated people make all these things. So at this time of year, come together and celebrate our workings, our work, our melanated people. Let's celebrate that. Not allowing the commercialized European side to take over Kwanzaa. Because what's happening is that Kwanzaa, as it becomes more popular to mainstream, the commercial corporate side sees that they can make money. So they're going to create a market for Kwanzaa. And then what's going to happen? Melanated people are going to run up to the Albion, and he's going to go buy these Kwanzaa products created and help European or help the so-called white man, the Albions. Okay? That's what is going to happen if we don't come together and do it. Kwanzaa was created for melanated people. So it's very imperative that we facilitate that. And you know, Kwanzaa is not the only holiday, but this is the holiday right now. You know, there's also Juneteenth, which I want to say Juneteenth basically is almost at the 6-month mark away from Kwanzaa. So halfway through the year, we have another big celebration. So at two major points of the year, because Kwanzaa's right after the winter solstice, and Juneteenth is right before the summer solstice. So not also that we understand that we should practice our own holidays, but understand the significance that these days play out in the whole year and to the astrology, to the zodiac, to the procession, okay? So, you know, understand that holidays are holy days. That's what holiday is, okay? So we're about to go off the air for people listening on the phone, but we're going to continue for the next few more minutes, okay? So bear with me. Go back and listen to the blog later for the rest of the info, okay? Now, looking at how everything is set up with Kwanzaa, it was set up so that it would empower, giving them something positive and reflecting them solely, period. Now, if you don't know, it has the principles of seven, which has seven candles. Seven candles, you've got three that's red, you got three that's green, and you got one that's black. The black one is the first one that's usually lit. It's in the middle. You know, they put the three red on the left side. They put the three green on the right side. And in the middle is the black one. Now, what they use is a candle holder, which is called a canora. And so you light these every day. What this does is the black candle represents the melanated people, okay? You know, black being melanin. And you know, we're not going to get in terms, because we know black means death and whatever have you. But we also know that black means power. It's the first state of creation. You know, it was there before creation. You understand? So, we, you know, not from a scientific, this is not from the legal side that we normally use it, because we know not to call ourselves black. The candle represents the melanated force, the unity, the what they call umoja, unity. And then from there you light one of the other candles every day. But the first one is very important. It's important to the nationalist movement. Okay. So now let's just look at the principle so we can see it every day. So if we look at the first principle, emotion is unity. It means to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, and nation. So we need to unify. That needs to be then every week. That has to be reminding of the people that we come together in unity. Kujagalia, we've talked about that. That's the divine, to find ourselves. Ujima is the collective work and responsibility is to build and maintain a community together. It's to keep our community together and make our brother and sister problems our problems. Okay? That we come together to solve. Okay, so when we look at the problems that inflict the community, we take it on as all of our problems. Because if it's one person, then all is in trouble. Then you've got Udama, which is the cooperative economics. It's very important. Economics is very important to a community. It's very important to our people. We must come together economically and say to build and maintain our own shops and our own businesses to profit from them together. Okay, so these are that's a very important principle. It has to be done on a day-to-day basis. The next one is Nia, meaning purpose, and that is to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. We have to have purpose. Everybody has to know their purpose and how that purpose plays into helping build the larger community. Kuumba is the creativity. It is to do always as much as we can and in the ways we can in order to leave the community more beautiful and beneficial than we previously had. Okay. Creativity, very important. Creativity is what creates anything. It can create jobs. It can create ideas and concepts that help benefit our community. Okay, that's a very important. It's for us to, you know, to encourage creativity to our youth. To encourage creativity so that they can bring something better in the next generation. You know, like we've got Silicon Valley. Like, what can be created out of the industry of computers is almost limitless. And so with Kuumba, with creativity, we can do that. And last but not least is Imani. Imani, the name, that's my daughter's name. Imani means faith, and that is belief in our hearts that, you know, we believe in our people. We believe in our parents, our teachers, and our leaders, and the righteousness and the victory of our struggle. So we have faith in our leaders, okay? You know, we don't have faith in our leaders at this point. Almost everybody that we say is a leader, we say is a snitch. We say they agents, they the police. We say that they frauds. Every single leader almost that we say, from Farrakhan to even like young brother Polite to, you know, Umar Johnson, you know, all these people are considered frauds, you know. It's not me here or there. You know, everybody's infallible to making mistakes. But I'm not here to say anything about anybody. But we got to have faith that the people who are helping us, we got to have faith in them. Just they got faith in Joel Overstein or whatever his name is that does the preaching. You know, we got faith. You know, you put faith in your preachers, even though they've been shown not to always be a leader. You know, the Catholic Church, they got faith in their priests, and you know. And there's a lot of controversy going around the Catholic priests, but their organization is still intact, and they continue to survive and make it. People still have faith because they know that every priest is not bad, even though I don't trust them. But I'm saying that if we have the faith that other people have in their organizations, if we had that same faith in our own people who are trying to do something or who's trying to make it, and try, you know, if we have faith in them, you know, how farther could we go? You know, and so with that being said, that is why Kwanzaa is so important. This is why having our own, because, you know, people want to complain about Kwanzaa, but they have not created their own paradigm of holidays. You know, we always talk about people and things, and we want to, you know, complain or criticize, but not really doing anything to further the cause themselves. And so I have to commend Maulana Karinga on these things that he's done. You know, for us to look at our leaders for what they have contributed to the community, what they have contributed to the society and to the struggle, okay? Because at the end of the day, that is what we are building on. You know, if we look at what Elijah Muhammad did in the Nation of Islam, wouldn't be here today. And the Nation of Islam has done a lot of positive things for melanated people in the community and in the prisons, people out of trouble, despite if you believe in its religious or philosophical ideas, to unify, to come together as a unified force to the public. And so I strongly urge you to go out and check out the Kwanzaa celebration and take that energy into your everyday life. We have to practice these seven principles every day, okay? Even if we, like in here, we make a mantra, you know, we reflect, meditate, to reflect and meditate on these principles every day. Very key. So I hope that you were able to follow me. I hope you're able to understand, and maybe even to look at Kwanzaa now. To those who are already woke, I hope that this resonate with you, that allows you to let go even in some of the things that you have fear of about Kwanzaa. I hope to our Moorish kin that they understand that this does not mean that you are not Moorish because you celebrate Kwanzaa. Okay? This actually plays into what Nobuhiro Ali to us. It actually plays into that, you know, because, I mean, this happened in, you know, Kwanzaa was created in 1966. You know, Nobuhiro Ali passed away in 1929. That's quite a few years in between, and that allowed the melanated man to come into itself even more, to get more understanding of itself, to study itself more. So these are one of the gifts of learning thyself. This is one of the gifts that was brought to us by these people. So with that being said, I know I'm about at the end of this show. Check out for the next episode coming soon, dealing with more topics that need to be discussed. So peace and love, family. Salam, Islam, salam, salam. Until next time, peace.